Hey everybody, and welcome to Rabbit Samplings, podcast 404. This time I don't have any new game stuff to talk about. The only thing that's really happened in the past few weeks is my YouTube channel just suddenly got banned, so I had to completely rebuild that. And I guess I'll just ramble about general life stuff other than that. But hopefully, you'll enjoy the show. So this will pretty much just be one big rambly section because I don't have anything really super special to talk about. The big topic for this week, though, is my YouTube channel getting banned, and I'm pretty sure I know why that happened, especially since the last video I posted was more than 2 years ago. I am taking a couple classes in the local college to pretty much keep financial aid off my back. But also to have, you know, an official degree that says I can, you know, officially do graphic arts and film, and now I'm sort of getting into animation stuff. And I don't know, I keep hoping, maybe that will help me get a job if I can return to, you know, the workforce. And so I posted my school project on there unlisted, and right in the first 4 seconds I have a title card that says, you know, this is for this class, but I have a feeling that because of what I named it, the auto-scanning text bot, I decided one of those words was not appropriate, and so my channel got completely banned, and then I appealed it, and they're like, oh no, you broke our rules, you're completely banned. But I really have a feeling that no actual people were reading my email responses, because I was like, I have a feeling this is because of this unlisted video, which A, it's unlisted, so why are you getting all upset about it? And B, it's clearly for a student project, and if you actually watch it, you will see what it's about, and you'll see why it's named what it is, but nobody ever responded. So that was a lot of stress and a lot of worry, but I guess, overall it's not really as big of a deal as it seemed like. My channel only had something like 15 subscribers, so it wasn't really a lot of subscribers, you know, following me, and one of my videos, I think, hit over 1,000 views. A couple others got up to the 250 range, but in general, especially the video podcast versions were, you know, zero views on the average, but, you know, maybe they got up to like 25 at the highest. So I didn't really lose a lot of views or anything. There were a bunch of little videos that I guess I didn't have backed up, but I probably wouldn't have put them back up online anyways because they were kind of, you know, time-sensitive jokes or time-sensitive information, which really at this point just wouldn't be of interest to anyone. I did have 3 historical things that were covering different events, which I did put those back up. But I don't think anybody will actually look them up and be interested in viewing them. So, I don't know. My channel is back up and restored now. It took much less time than I actually thought it would. It only took probably about 6 or 8 hours total. But I really don't think anybody's going to care or do any views. Outside of that, nothing's really going on. I think I stopped playing Enshrouded around 150-ish hours played, which is a lot, considering there's only like 20 hours worth of content there. But, you know, it's replayable and super fun, and you're building a base and harvesting some stuff for, you know, various food or various potions and such. So I played that quite a bit extra to do that stuff. And it was super fun, and it just, you know, stopped when it was still fun. It's still super fun, but really I'm just kind of doing the same thing over and over, and it is an early access, so there's a lot more yet to come, and I don't want to, you know, completely burn out on it, so I've stopped playing that for now. Of course, Inkalunati is still pretty new, so I'm still casually playing that now and then. I really need to finish Baldur's Gate 3 at some point. I don't know, it's really hard for me to stay interested these days, because what'll happen is I'll play for like an hour, and then I'll get stuck on something, or I'll get into a big fight, and it seems like every fight in Act 3, no matter, you know, how big or important or not important it is, there's like 30 guys, and so it takes forever for it to do all the moves, and it's like, you know, when you get into a fight, it's going to be like a 1 to 2 hour commitment, and it's just like, oh my god, really? Again? And I don't know, I'm just kind of in general losing interest, so I'm always right on the border of maybe I should just stop playing and uninstall it, or, you know, leave it on there as it is, and I'll just, you know, play for an hour or two every few weeks, you know, when I really feel like it. The other thing too is I'll get stuck on something. I'll just be like, I do not know what I'm supposed to do or what I'm supposed to go or how to get past this thing. And then that's going to be like a half an hour commitment to going online and tracking down the guide to figure out where I need to go and what I need to do. And, oh, I don't have a party member that can do this. Now I have to completely respec one of my party members specifically to do that. And so that whole thing is just a big pain in the butt, too. I'm still doing dailies in Elder Scrolls Online and Destiny 2. So that's pretty fun. Those are my, you know, my usual main games. Remnant 2 had a special event going on. It's probably done at this point. But I don't know. I played for a couple hours, and I haven't played, I guess, in like a month and a half or so. And it's like, yeah, I don't know. I'm just kind of not into this. I got all the main things I wanted. There aren't any huge goals I want. There's still stuff I don't have, and it is still, you know, super fun to play. But the weird thing is, at this point, they should have had their second DLC come out. On the schedule, if, you know, they're putting out 3 before, you know, the end of the first year, that should have been sort of the end of last month, start of this month, and they haven't said anything about what it's going to be, so that seems very odd. But I'm sure as soon as we get news about that, or as soon as they're like, surprise, it's coming next week, which is kind of what happened last time, I'll probably be back into that again. But I guess that's really it. I've been very tired lately, very sneezy, very sleepy. I'll have a hard time getting to sleep sometimes, and I don't know if it's because of allergies or a cold or what, but I'm waking up early too. Maybe it's just I'm getting old man sleepiness, where it's like, you know, you get up an hour, hour and a half before your alarm is going to go off, and then you're just like awake for no reason. So that's getting really annoying. But I don't know. That's pretty much it. I'm actually kind of more interested in just kind of meandering around the internet or watching shows or watching videos people have done about various things I'm interested in than super in-depth playing. You know, like I said, I'll play my dailies and stuff, but I'm not playing as much as I normally would be. I think my brain is just kind of on a little break for now. And, you know, every now and then, that's okay. That's totally fine. It could also be that I'm just kind of very sad. You know, my sad life is still very terrible. And I don't actually know if I'm going to have enough money to cover my bills by the end of the year. I think I've maxed it out, and I'm probably going to be about 200 short by the end of the year. But I'm not super worried. You know, I am hoping, you know, extra help will come. But also, my car insurance, which is due in, I think, in early October, you know, I don't have to pay that all at once. It is $350, but if I don't pay it all at once, I can pay off what's left, you know, in monthly payments. Although that is really, really, really terrible because they add like 30% interest. It's like 10 a month they add on just for needing to pay monthly, which is kind of BS. And, you know, that's going to add up real fast. It adds up to be like 100 or more a year if I pay it monthly extra, just lost to nothing. So it's kind of in my very best interest to pay that all at once if I can. But, you know, with no income and just, you know, hoping Dad keeps sending what he sends, which is very little, and hoping, you know, for help to come. You know, it's getting very rough, especially since people haven't really been sending any help for quite a while, so that is very sad. You do have a friend who's sending a monthly help, so that's, you know, super good, but outside of that, it seems like there's nobody else except for my one Patreon, and that is, you know, very appreciated, and my friend is, you know, very appreciated, but, you know, I need more help than that, and it seems to not be coming anymore, which is very sad. So I don't know. I guess that's it for this week. I don't know what I will talk about next week. I think it's called No Rest for the Wicked. It's sort of very highest on my list, coming in a month. Sort of an action RPG. I think it's about, you know, two-thirds, three-quarters view, as they call it. Sort of Diablo-like kind of view. And it's, you know, action-y, and you're fighting. And you're fighting and smashing stuff in the face. But they're doing it differently. They're going for sort of a strategic style. You know, if you could say it's Souls-like in terms of strategy and timing and, you know, positioning and where you want to go and stuff, that would probably be accurate. And although the layout is, I guess, static, the loot you get is randomized, and it's, you know, different weapons and different things on the weapons. So people who have gotten early access to it say, oh yeah, you can finish it in like 15 hours, but I played through it 5 times because it was different every time. So that sounds perfect, because the thing that makes me the least interested in the whole ARPG genre is the higher you go, they typically expect you to, you know, spam abilities and sort of clear entire screens of monsters, and I have no interest in that. That's where I'm like, no, nope, I'm out. I don't care anymore. So being focused on, you know, just a few bad guys on the screen, and you want to stay tactical and be careful, you know, that sounds perfect, like the kind of game I've been looking for forever. But that's not until, I think, mid-April, so I think that'll be like the week after my next podcast. So the only thing between now and next podcast would be Bunny Day. So hopefully everybody will have a good Bunny Day, and I have no idea what I'll talk about next time, but hopefully I'll see everybody then. Okay, thanks, bye.
You have been listening to Rabbit's Ramblings. If you would like to see the show notes or feed the bunny by sending a donation, you can find the show website at www.rabbit.com/podcast/rabbitsramblings.html. When you type Rabbit's Ramblings, don't use a space. If you would like to send me an email, you can do so at rabbit@rabbit.com. If you like my page, you can also post on Facebook at rabbit.com. You can follow me on YouTube at rabbitdot.com. I have a page on Patreon at www.patreon.com/rabbit1t. You can set up a monthly recurring subscription there at a price point of your choice. Be sure to put the number 1 in place of I anytime you type rabbit.
Rabbit's Ramblings is copyright Eric Stryker, using a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Derivatives License, 2024.